This is Dare to Be Authentic Talk Radio Worldwide with relationship coach, life coach, and author Mari Mitchell, broadcasting live from Southern California.
Hi, and welcome to Dare to Be Authentic Radio. I'm your host, Mari Mitchell, and I'm so happy to be here with you today. I have a very special guest. Her name is Trisha Gertchen, and she's going to be talking about how you can love your life no matter where you live or what your circumstances. Trisha was struggling with a number of issues related to her living abroad, and when she found coaching, she learned several tools and skills that taught her how to manage her mind and emotions. Now she is a coach for, she's a humanitarian aid worker and a life coach and mentor for expat women. She loves to help them gain perspective on their minds and lives to create amazing results and show them they can love their lives no matter where they live. Welcome to the show, Trisha. How are you doing today?
Thank you, Mari. I'm very well. Thank you. Thank you so much for having me. I'm really pleased to be here and excited.
Me too. I'm excited to have you. So tell us a little bit about your love for travel and humanitarian work and how it became a struggle for you living abroad after a bit.
Well, I began traveling in my teens and just fell in love with it. And actually, I am in Paris today, which was my first overseas trip back when I was 16 with my dad. Mm-hmm. And I just wanted to continue, and so far I've been to over 70 countries, and I've lived in 10 as a humanitarian aid worker.
Wow.
And yeah, and it's been amazing, and you know, doing humanitarian work has allowed me to travel and enjoy that lifestyle of spending time getting to know a country, getting to know the people, but mm-hmm. doing work that I really enjoy and feel that at least I'm making a bit of a contribution. A lot of our work is with refugees right now, some of the Syrian refugees.
Okay.
So it really is an amazing opportunity to see the world and do a bit of good work.
Wow, that's awesome.
You know, I've been in some pretty remote locations, and I've spent a lot of time away from home. And of course, it's always very exciting when you first deploy and get going. And you know, I've always really enjoyed you know, the thrill of landing in a new place.
Mm-hmm.
But it is challenging, and after a while, the novelty wears off and the newness isn't as exciting as it once was. And you land up dealing with isolation, boredom, loneliness, you know, not all the time, but certainly you do have periods, and you sort of imagine what you're missing at home, especially if there are special events that you can't make it to. I've missed many weddings and other special occasions, right? And of course, then there are the long distance relationships. I was in a long distance relationship for several years. So that always adds a new dimension of challenges. So I guess as much as I enjoyed it, I sort of did wallow at times and got caught up in some of the difficulties. And I think it's normal when you know, for anybody who's living overseas, but they're not insurmountable, and that's what I've found basically, is that you can manage. And instead of looking for the next place to be or the change in circumstance, because I find I did that a lot when I first started out, and I see it a lot with some of my colleagues, my humanitarian aid colleagues.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they get fed up with the place that they're in and decide that, well, it's time to go somewhere else because it's going to be better over there.
Mm-hmm.
which is not necessarily the case. And in fact, if you can't learn to be happy where you are, then the chances are, you know, once the novelty wears off in the new place, you're going to come back to the same frustrations and challenges that you faced previously.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So would you share with us some specific ways that coaching was able to help you get back into your power, as you say, which sounds really like a really good place to be. If we're in some place we're not liking, or, you know, whatever is going on, we don't feel powerful. We feel powerless, just the opposite. So can you talk to a little bit about that for the listener?
Yes. So I guess what I realized was that I was getting really, really frustrated with some of the situations that I was facing, and coaching helped me to learn, or taught me, that I didn't have to get frustrated, and that all of these circumstances, whether it's, you know, the way people drive, or the loneliness and missing everybody at home, or the challenges of getting a new driver's license, or whatever it is, doesn't have to be frustrating and overwhelming. And that I have the ability to choose how I want to react. Mm-hmm. And that I am giving away all my power if I am letting the way the guy is driving ahead of me upset me.
Right.
And that it was, it just wasn't necessary. And that I can choose peace and I can choose calm if that's what I want. And the way to do that is managing your mindset and choosing thoughts that create that feeling in you that is calm and patient. And I know everybody, you're probably thinking that, well, that's easy for you to say, and it, you know, in the moment, right? When the guy's, you know, driving erratically or honking his horn or whatever it is that he's doing that's annoying. But, you know, it's just realizing that I don't have to get upset. And that's for all of the circumstances that we face day to day. And once I sort of figured that out, then I also learned how to process my emotions, because I think a lot of us go through our lives where we're experiencing emotions, and maybe it's anger or it's anxiety or it's fear or loneliness. Mm-hmm. And instead of allowing for them and processing them, we either are trying, you know, reacting or resisting feeling them or avoiding them, you know. Mm-hmm. And I spent a lot of time eating ice cream or shopping online, which was just another way for me to cope with my emotions.
Right.
And so coaching was really instrumental in teaching me to process, like learn how to process those emotions so that, you know, I'm not spending all my money on clothes that I'm not going to wear or that tub of ice cream that's sitting in the freezer.
Right.
And I think finally it really taught me how to have an amazing relationship with myself, and that this relationship is the most important relationship I will ever have. And so, you know, how am I consciously living my life and going after what I want and really reaching my potential? Because I think that's something that, even though I've been quite good at, you know, going after the travel and the work that I've done, there's still a lot more that I wasn't consciously doing in terms of goal setting and really paying attention to my dreams and what I want for the rest of my life. And so it's really taught me to pay attention and to go after them and believe that, that anything is possible if I truly want it.
That's excellent. I love that, Trista. You know, when you were talking about the guy in front of you when you're driving and the way he's driving or she is driving, and we live in Southern California, so we could really use you down here with the driving part. I was thinking, you know, like you said, in the moment you have that reaction. So I know there has to be preparation prior to the moment. It's not like you're in the car driving and all of a sudden you have this sense of peace overcome you. So can you talk a little bit about that? What kind of preparation does one need or things you have to begin to do so you can get to that state where you're calmer and these kind of things aren't annoying?
Well, right. And I think it's again, for me, it was that initial realization that you do have a choice, right? And so I think that's the first step is realizing that your frustration or your anger is not necessarily just have to be a knee-jerk reaction to the situation. And that you can learn to just relax into it and that you don't need to get upset. I think once you have that realization, then I think once you get into that situation, it's catching yourself. And it's going to be a practice, right? And I remember vividly, like, the first couple of times being in the car and something happening or seeing something and that feeling rising in me, but then just, you know, catching it. And saying, no, you know what, like, I'm not going to allow this guy to upset me and that it's okay. And it's not worth my peace to get upset. And I think, you know, it is, like I said, a practice. But once you make that decision and, you know, you'll learn to catch yourself. And then I just, you know, relax. Just tell yourself to relax. And it seems kind of simple, but it really did work for me.
Mm-hmm.
I think, you know, just the realization that it doesn't have to be that way and you have that choice.
Yeah, I love that. So do you believe that the first step for a person who's not really enjoying either where they're living, the kind of work they're doing, whatever it may be, because it could be anything. Do you believe that the first step is being aware, being conscious, and coming to realization?
Exactly. Yes. It's all a choice, and that all of these circumstances that we experience are in fact neutral until we have a thought about them.
Right.
And then, you know, you have a thought and this is what generates a feeling in you.
Mm-hmm.
And then this feeling will sort of lead you to take actions. Mm-hmm. And then these actions are what create your results. Right. So being aware of this process that you have all of this control over how you're thinking, how you're feeling, and then ultimately, you know, what results you're creating in your life. It's really the key to the universe. You know, if you can learn how to properly apply it and realize the power that you have. And you know, conversely, it's, you know, being able to manage your emotions, as I mentioned earlier, that you're able to allow for some of these emotions, because you're going to run into circumstances, particularly if you are overseas, as I mentioned, the boredom, the isolation, missing things at home, dealing with the new culture, dealing with some of the bureaucracy, whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
And there can be a lot. So allowing for those emotions and processing them through so that you don't have any of the net negative consequences. And
right.
Then once you are able to process your emotions, you can look to create the emotions that you want to through creating the thoughts that you want to think that generate that new feeling in you so that you can have the results in your life that you want.
Perfect. I love all of that. Very good. So we're going to take a quick break to hear from our sponsors, but if you want to call in and ask Trista a question or talk to her, the lines will be open. You can call 929-477-3869. That's 929-477-3869. You can start calling now, and we'll be right back.
90% of money-making strategies won't work for you because they weren't designed for you. The truth is that you already are a manifesting master. You just need the tools to channel that power. Buy Daniel Mangena's The Money Game for just $1 today, and you'll also receive 3 free bonuses worth $397. See, you've already manifested $396 without even trying. Start your manifesting journey the right way by going to dreamwithdan.com/moneygame.
Feeling exhausted, uninspired, blah, it may be a sign from your soul. She wants change. I'm Nicole Eisler, spiritual coach and intuitive. I help women slay the world in numerous ways, own their queen status, and win in life. Discover more at www.pureenergywellnesscenter.com. Ready to make changes? Take the next step, queen, at www.pureenergywellnesscenter.com.
We're back on Dare to Be Authentic Radio. I'm your host, Mari Mitchell, with special guest Trista Gurton, talking about how you can love your life no matter where you live or what your circumstances are. So, Trista, what do you think is the main message that you want to bring to the public today?
I think one of the things I'd like to bring is the power of life coaching. And how important it can be to really up-level your life and really reach your potential. I know even if it's not, you know, someone like myself or an expat life coach, but looking to see, I mean, there are all sorts of coaches out there now, and really they're expanding every day in all sorts of niches. So, you know, you might be able to find one that particularly suits the issue that you're facing. But there is a lot of potential when you are working with a coach that really allows you to tap into, you know, your future self. And I think basically for me, it's like if you have a personal trainer and you want to focus on, you know, your fitness levels and building your strength or running a marathon, or, you know, if you're hiring a financial advisor, you know, for your investment and your retirement, or a coach for your tennis or your golf game, you know, having that person in your corner to support you, to give you the time to work on yourself in such a dedicated way is very, very powerful. And I highly recommend it because I think you will get results that you may not necessarily be able to get by yourself the same way you would work with any of the personal trainers or advisors or coaches you would hire for anything else.
Yeah. That's really good, and I completely agree with you, of course. One of my first clients many, many years ago, because I'm a coach as well, used to say, she hired a personal trainer and she hired me. And she used to say, I got my personal trainer for my body and I have you. You're like my personal trainer for my life. And I kind of forgot that because I thought that was so good.
Yeah.
But it was true. So thank you so much for sharing that. So let's talk a little bit about, you talked about, and I love this, about the dreams, you know, that you realized that there were other things you love what you do. You absolutely love what you do, but there were other things that you weren't even, they weren't even on your list, right? They were back in the back of your mind somewhere. Can we talk about that a little bit? How were you able to get those to the front of your mind, first of all? And then in the middle of this pandemic that we've had, how have you been able to say, okay, these are my goals and this is what I want to shoot for?
So we do a bit of work in coaching, and this is something that I'm focusing on particularly with my clients, is a future self exercise.
Okay.
So spending dedicated time imagining what your future self will be like in 10 years, 5 years. The timing is flexible. I mean, you can even go, you know, talk to your future self at 90, you know, and see what she's like, and talk to her and see what, you know, what you imagine she's accomplished and what she's done. But the idea is to imagine, really, without any judgment, without holding back, without any inhibitions, just imagining what you would really like to have done, how you would want to be. And you can imagine it down to the finest detail. You know, what are you wearing? How much do you weigh? What clothes do you have? Your hair, you know, I mean, what have you done? What job do you have? What's your life like? Who's in your life? What are you eating? All of this. And it's a very powerful exercise to go through. And because I think once you give your brain something to focus on, then it has this way of sort of starting to work on that, and you imagine the possibilities and you become a little bit more open to it. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you start to, I believe, you know, whether it's manifesting or drawing it to you, but, you know, it seems to work in very mysterious ways. But once you sort of, you know, give your brain that idea to start working on, things start to happen in small ways, right?
Yeah.
And so I think it's a very interesting exercise to try. And I also am a firm believer in writing down my goals in a journal every day. I have my goals for the rest of this year, I have my goals for next year, and I have my goals for the year after. And again, every day paying attention to those, and sometimes there are new ones and sometimes I'm just writing down the same ones every single day, but really giving your brain that, those to focus on, is also a very powerful exercise, and it keeps you sort of focused and working on them as well.
Yes, absolutely.
And then in terms of the pandemic and everything we've been through, I guess for me, I just decided that things had changed and I had all this time on my hands. And I really wanted to invest in myself and enjoy some of the downtime. I think as an expat, I already had a lot of downtime. I land up, you know, in some of these remote locations by myself, and having all of that extra time to read or to work out. I probably spend a lot more time watching Netflix in the past than I would have liked. But then realizing that this downtime can be a real opportunity to learn and grow, and how do you consciously want to use that to up level your life and just make the best of it. I guess
it's true, it goes back to being unhappy in the place where you are, which was what we all went through and some are still going through, but to finding the joy in your life anyway, because there's always joy. And so it's what we focus on. Minds are very powerful. Our thoughts are extremely powerful. Like you said, you can begin to focus on something and little things happen. Sometimes for me, huge things happen. It's like, boom, and I'm like, wow. And it just amazes me that that's the power of our thoughts. Wonderful. So, Trista, let's talk about how to get a hold of you for a minute, how to get a hold of you and all the things that you have to offer.
My website is www.tristagurton.com, all one word. And my email is trista@tristagurton.com. And you can also find me on Facebook and Instagram. And the handle for both of those is Trista V. Gurton. And I would love to hear from you if you're interested in learning more about life coaching. I offer complimentary discovery calls. So it's a great opportunity. If you have any questions about coaching, I'm happy to answer them and tell you a little bit more about the work that I do and how it can help you to love your life no matter where you live.
Wow, that's awesome. And it's Trista Gurton, TristaGurton.com. And you can also find Trista on my website, lifecoachmari.com. That's lifecoachmari.com. Just click on my radio show page and she's there with her picture, a link to her website, and so you can contact her easily. The link also appears here right on the blog talk page. So, Trista, is there one last thing you'd like to say to a listener before we close, something that's dear to your heart today?
I think it would just be to invest in yourself. You know, spend the time and the money on yourself to learn and to continue to grow and give it some thought, you know, make it a conscious decision about how you want to up-level your life and really reach your purpose and your authentic self, because I think that's the greatest gift we can give to ourselves. And it really just is possible. Like, anything is possible if you truly want it.
I agree with you. And investing in yourself is important, but sometimes, especially as women, I notice in my life, you invest in everything else and everybody else. It's like yourself is left for last. You know, we have that kind of that habit. At least I was trained that way, that you're last. And so sometimes it's a challenge to really say, okay. And we think, well, I don't want to spend this kind of money, or I don't want to spend this quantity of time working on me. But like you said, Trista, it is of utter importance, because as you said early on, the most important relationship we have is the one with ourselves. And once we just get into that relationship, realize who we really are, which is true authenticity, that's when we can begin to really make changes in our lives and just decide what we want and go for it. Well, thanks so much for being on the show. It's been such a pleasure having you today. Thanks so much for listening in to Dare to Be Authentic Radio. This is a live show, but right after they will create a replay of this. So please spread it around, especially if you have any expat friends or anyone who's not really liking where they're living right now. And join us next time on Dare to Be Authentic Radio. Bye for now.
This is Dare to Be Authentic Talk Radio Worldwide with relationship coach, life coach, and author Mari Mitchell. Broadcasting live from Southern California.